On today's ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show, Pro 5 remote problems, Pro 6 training, Pro 6 YouTube, and component to HDMI. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of the ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show. This is the show where every week I answer your church tech questions. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host, and I'd love for you to ask your question, so just do that below the video. If you're listening to the audio podcast, that's cool too, so head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact. There you'll find all my contact information, and you can just leave your question there or talk to me in one of the other ways. Kyle Scott via YouTube, in reply to my Pro 5 remote app video, says, what do you do if it just says no services found? Okay, typically what that means is you've got a networking issue. Make sure that the Mac is on the same network and same subnetwork as the remote. The remote app. Those both have to be the same. Worst comes to worst, you can type in an IP address and a port number, but I found that's kind of hit and miss. Usually, if you can't get it to show up automatically, doing it manually, there's something else going on. So if you still have problems, what I would do is I would try and simple it down. So maybe set up a router all by itself, plug the computer into that, and connect with your iPhone or your Android device or whatever you're using directly and see if that doesn't solve the problem. Emily Snook via Twitter says, hey Paul, could you send me a couple of good training links for ProPresenter 6 that I can use to help train some people? Thanks. So, of course, I sent her all my a link to all my ProPresenter 6 tutorials, which you can, simple way to remember it, bit.ly/pro6tuts, P-R-O, the number 6, T-U-T-S. That'll take you right there, and bit.ly/pro5tuts will take you to the ProPresenter 5 versions. So that's a great way. I also sent her a link to all the ones that Brad did for Renewed Vision. So I think between those two, that should help her quite a lot. Next, Michael Donald via email says, we want to play a YouTube video in ProPresenter 6. Is it possible? And do you have a video on this? Well, Michael, I've been asked this actually a few times, and here's the situation. First off, Renewed Vision hasn't made that easy to do. In fact, the web browser in both ProPresenter 5 and ProPresenter 6 won't do it. So that's probably what you tried and you failed. So here is the way to do it with some caveats. What you need to do is you need to download that video. Now, if it's your video, that's not hard. If it's not your video, it's a little harder, but there are ways to do that using software that's available. I want to encourage you, though, to contact the person who has uploaded the video and get permission, because the YouTube license doesn't automatically grant you permission to show this in church. Most YouTube creators are going to be ecstatic unless you're making fun of their stuff. But, you know, if it was me and you were saying, hey, Paul, can I show a YouTube video? Yes, you can. Ask me, please. That's not blanket permission, by the way. But if you were to ask me to show one of my videos, I would generally be happy to. I just want to double check the details because occasionally people want to do odd things. So that's why I give that caveat, but a lot of YouTube creators are going to be like that. So you do that, then you download the video. Actually, they might have a better version that they would send you a link or what have you, and that would be the way to do it. Even if ProPresenter allowed you to do this with the built-in web browser, I think that I would encourage you not to. I think I would encourage you to download it anyway, and here's why. You never know when you're going to have internet problems. And whether it's Murphy or the enemy, it seems like that seems to happen right when you need it. And I'd hate for it to start playing and then it buffers, or it won't even start playing, or, oh no, look, this time it decided to show a commercial. Great. So in general, I just prefer to plan ahead and have that locally so that you know that it can work. Finally, Mark Carland via email said, our church is just getting into webcasting our services. We are looking at buying a video production view HD switcher camera controller, which has component video output only. I like the Church Streamer box from churchstreaming.tv, but it only accepts HDMI or SDI inputs. Would using a component video to HDMI converter be wise, one from Blackmagic? Well, first thing, yeah, that should work fine. But this is 2015, and although I actually like component video, I think that it's very robust. It has the bandwidth that it could do 1080p. There really aren't any devices that output 1080p over component, though. So that's a bit of an issue. And component is really difficult to find because of the innocuously titled Analog Sunset, which sounds so nice. Only Analog Sunset is talk for the analog output on most devices will not output more than 480p at maximum. If you get an older piece, maybe you can do 720p or 1080i, but generally speaking, anything made before or after about 2005, maybe a little later, I might be remembering the date incorrectly, won't output that. So I really don't think component is the way to go. And I've talked to a few people that haven't had a lot of success with that particular line of equipment anyway, not the Blackmagic, the other manufacturer. So I tend to say, why don't you look for something else and see if you can find something that can output a digital signal, either via HDMI, which I generally hate, or SDI, which is much better. So look for a piece of equipment that'll do that. Maybe the Blackmagic television studio line, the ATEM, A-T-E-M, line is a good way to go for a switcher. Panasonic makes a little introductory level switcher as well. I just think if it doesn't do any digital signals in 2015, I can't in good conscience recommend it as a new piece. So just keep that in mind. So I hope that helped you. And don't forget, if you have questions and I didn't answer one of your questions, just put it below the video. That's cool. If you like this content, you'd love my email newsletter, so head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S. And there you can pick up some free church tech gifts and a subscription to my email newsletter, also free, where I'll give you more tips and tricks and help you to learn all the great stuff that's going on around here at trinitydigitalmedia.com. You also would probably like my store, because I know what it's like. I know what it's like to not know the answer to something and search all over the internet only to find partial answers here, partial answers there. You try and collate it together. It's just a big mess. In fact, just tonight, I was trying to do that with some JavaScript. And I know I've done it before. I just don't do this particular thing very often. So I can't find what I'm looking for. I know what that's like. So I want to allow you to peek inside my brain on some of these things that I do all the time that I've collated together the knowledge on how to do podcasting, how to do Twitter for your ministry, how to use video for your ministry. You can find all that at my store. So it'll save you a lot of time, a lot of effort to go ahead and pick up one of those resources. Till next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with Trinity Digital Media. .com. Go out and change eternity.